This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs for COVID-19. That's led to different treatment options for patients depending on where they live. Friday, a World Health Organization guidelines panel advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients. The WHO says there's no evidence the drug improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the U.S. and many other countries, the drug has been the standard of care because a study found it cut recovery time by about 5 days. Pfizer and its German partner will apply for emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for their coronavirus vaccine, AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Pfizer will ask the FDA Friday for emergency approval of its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is likely to do the same in a few weeks. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says no corners are being cut.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
Even with approval, the vast majority of the hundreds of millions of doses won't be available until spring. The country is suffering through a surge now. California Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli.
Even though we have the hope of vaccine and the discussions about what lies ahead on that front, we have to take care of the urgency of the day.
The state is imposing a curfew through at least December 21st. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. continues to top the list of countries with the most COVID-19 infections. It has 11.7 million cases, followed by India with 9 million infections and Brazil with almost 6 million. Mexico has become the fourth country to pass the 100,000 mark of coronavirus deaths, surpassed only by the U.S., Brazil, and India. Via remote, this is VOA News. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force didn't address the call for Americans to avoid Thanksgiving gatherings, but did weigh in against the idea of closing schools, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
They didn't dwell on the raging spread of COVID-19 across the country, filling hospital beds and morgues, although Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Burke says,
this is really a call to action for every American to increase their vigilance.
Vice President Mike Pence clarified the position on tighter restrictions.
Not support another national lockdown. And we do not support closing schools.
A day after New York City schools were told to close again, CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says
the infections that we've identified in schools when they've been evaluated were not acquired in schools. They were actually acquired in the community and in the household.
Earlier, his agency issued a call for families to forgo Thanksgiving gatherings this year, but that warning was not addressed at the White House briefing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Russian court has sentenced a man convicted of spying for the United States to 13 years in prison, Russia's Federal Security Service said in a statement Friday. According to the FSB, Yuri Yeshchenko had tried to pass military secrets to the CIA about Russia's Northern Fleet and pleaded guilty to espionage charges, saying he regretted what he had done. The statement said Yeshchenko would serve the jail term, quote, under severe conditions, unquote, in a high-security facility. Rebel forces from Ethiopia's Tigray region fired rockets Friday at the distant capital of the neighboring Amhara region, Amhara authorities said. This raises worries the conflict could spill into a wider war. 2 weeks into the conflict, the United Nations said it was making plans for as many as 200,000 refugees fleeing into neighboring Sudan and made an urgent appeal for $200 million to assist them. Lebanon's authorities signed a contract this month with a German company to clear dangerous material stored for more than a decade at Beirut Port, the site of a seismic blast in August that killed about 200 people and wrecked swaths of the capital. The company signed the contract 3 months after a huge quantity of poorly stored chemicals erupted in a mushroom cloud. It will remove flammable and highly reactive chemicals from 49 containers at the port, the caretaker prime minister's office said in a statement sent to Reuters. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Friday backed one of his senior ministers after an independent inquiry concluded she had broken rules following allegations of bullying of her staff, prompting the report's author to quit. Home Secretary Priti Patel, one of the most senior figures in the government, had not met the standards set under Britain's ministerial code, which states ministers should treat officials with respect, independent advisor Alex Thomas concluded.